This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So a happy birthday there, old Patrick Ewing. Nolan, how you feeling over there?
Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Look, I mean, you lose 13-3. You're really, really scrapping and clawing for silver linings when you're trying to come out of a loss like that, but to be honest here, I mean, I don't think last night is going to be a one-off thing for these final 2 months for the Orioles. That bullpen performance, and Corbin Martin in particular, not the dogpile on the kid, because he did have that nice save in the Blue Jays series where he kind of was the only man left and they burned all their other reliable
relievers. He made it interesting, shall we say.
Right. But maybe that was the early warning signs that even in a high moment like that, one of his highlights, it still wasn't dominant, or it still wasn't conventional. To be honest, dude, looking at a lot of these names in the bullpen, I don't expect many, if any of them, to be here next year. You know, we start throwing around the terms, well, open tryout and see what you have, but you really think that the guys that are in there right now are legitimate pieces that could even be, I don't know, a fifth or a sixth inning guy, a seventh inning guy down the road? I just don't see it. Like, we keep saying that we're giving guys an open tryout, and yet the guys that they actually want to see that from are not here. You know, go to the position player side of things. Dylan Beavers, Sam Abisayo. There's just no reason for them to not be here right now. And really, I don't want to hear the whole service time part of it.
Screw that.
And I don't want to hear about the draft pick compensation either, that if Abisayo or Beavers finished top three in rookie of the year, that doesn't matter to me. Did you not just steal a draft pick from the Rays for Brian Baker? You know, when is it enough? How many draft picks do you need? How many prospects do you need? Wouldn't it be more beneficial to get an extra month or an extra couple weeks of one of these guys that you actually think is going to be a staple of this team? One of these guys that's actually proven to be a top prospect commodity, whereas that draft pick that you get, which isn't a guarantee, by the way, the Abisayo or Beavers would have to finish top three. That's not a guarantee. And they're probably not going to finish top three if they're struggling for most of next year because they're working through the issues that they could have been solving now. So I just, at a certain point, I understand why Elias does things when you look at it by the rule book. But is that really what the team needs right now? You need to adjust your GM focus to where you are as a team. And I think he's using the same blanket rules that he would have applied 4 or 5 years ago and bringing them to now. You need to adjust.
And keep in mind, you mentioned Dylan Beavers, who's had a monster season, Sammy Abisayo, one of the top prospects in baseball. You're not only bringing them up because you want to see what they can do, they fill needs. Mm-hmm. Beavers can play all three outfield positions. You need an outfielder. And then with all due respect to the guy that got the hit on Sunday that tied the game against the Cubs, whose name I already forgot, Abisayo and Mayo, there's what you need to look at. And Mountcastle, I guess, will be up. We thought it was going to be last night, and they still come up for the Phillies, or I think it might be more Oakland or the A's coming up this weekend. But let's see what Abisayo and Mayo could do, because that might be your first place base platoon in 2026. And I speak for a lot of Orioles fans. Again, it's not my money. I ain't spending it. I spend it when I go watch the Orioles. Two words I don't want to hear anymore. Service time.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. No more. Basayo, Beavers, they've been in our consciousness for a while. Enough's enough. Let's not make them fantasy, not in the fantasy baseball realm, but they're this fan. Hey, I've heard a lot about them. Let's see them starting this weekend against the A's.
Right, and nobody wanted to be in the position that you're in right now. That's obvious. But you are afforded a unique opportunity by being in this position, and that is to play some of these guys that, quite frankly, wouldn't be here if the team was still competitive. There wouldn't be a clear-cut role for them. Even the injured guys coming back. You want to go back to the Bradish conversation, or Tyler Wells, for that matter. You know, I think it would have been more dangerous for them had the Orioles actually been competitive, because then there would have been a rushing them back. Like, we need to win. Yeah. We need these guys out there. We're strapped for arms right now. I think that's where the pressure would come in. You don't want to be here. But there are some side benefits to being here that can help you for next year. Take advantage of that. To not do that is just giving a middle finger to the whole thing.
Yep. Bring them up. Beavers, Basayo, whomever. Now, you mentioned the bullpen. Good luck with that. I mean, they 2022, you had the Bakers, the Crables, and then the C&L Perez became part of the equation. Danny Coulomb. A lot of these guys were cast-offs from other organizations. I mean, what the hell's happening to Yennier Cano? I mean, this is a guy, he comes in, it's like, well, this is over. Now he comes in, it's like, this is extended. Is he going to make it through the inning? We knew he wasn't going to be the back-end closer type, but boy, seventh, eighth inning, he was as good as he got. Major League Baseball now, it's like, can this guy even get through two, three hitters here with that traffic?
And even him, keep throwing him out there, because let's be 100% sure when the season's over. I want to be certain on Yennier Cano. If it's bad, then it's bad. And you have another person to replace. The list continues. But I want to know. I don't leave anything up to chance or mystery here.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. Me and Nolan are still here. We'll come back. News from the Nest. Going to hear from the coordinators who met with the media yesterday ahead of today's practice with the Colts. Buy or sell. We're turning up Tuesday money. Count that, hopefully, along with the sports subjects of this day. And Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Talk Major League Baseball with him. Orioles have to be the most disappointing team in baseball based on preseason expectations, right? I mean, are the Yankees kind of falling into that territory?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.